Michael Myers don't need no damn backstory.
You're listening to We Die First, a podcast for black horror fans by black horror fans.
Spooky Squad.
Spooky Squad.
Spooky Squad, we are back. It is still May. It feels like it's been May for a long time.
Which is bonkers, because I feel like my May calmed down, so I've had a little more free time. Not much more free time. So you think I'd be like taking stock of like the chill and just reveling that it's just the middle of May, but I feel like it should be the end.
Yeah, I feel like it should be. It could be because I'm just excited that next month is my birthday. So maybe I'm looking forward to it. But also May is beautiful. This month is, you know, it's not too hot yet. It's not cold anymore. Sometimes it rains. I don't like when that happens.
It got weirdly cold. Like, it was really nice. And then it got weirdly cold for, like, a couple days at the beginning of May. Like, just, like fall cold. You know, like, on the cusp of winter cold. It was a mind fuck. At least here in Chicago. I don't know how it was in Brooklyn.
The weather has been nice lately. We had a little bit of a false start to like spring, summer, like a month ago, where it was like really warm and then again, like all of a sudden it got like really wet and gross, but then it's popped back and now it looks like, you know, we're in for a gorgeous, gorgeous, you know, springtime. I can't complain. This weekend I did a bunch of walking around. We're looking for a new apartment.
Nice.
So I've been just out and about. I got up. Oh, my God. I had to see a place at like 10:30 this morning. So I was up at like 7. Like, I walked my dog. Like, I had to like get on the train. And it was like nobody on the train because it's Mother's Day. Mm. And like,
so that's
it's
nice.
It's a Sunday morning. So I was just like, hence I was asleep before this because I was like, I need to sleep. I'm tired.
Are you still looking in Brooklyn?
I did a lot. We are, because we don't have Manhattan money. It's like, no, we could, but like you get more bang for your buck in Brooklyn.
Smart, smart.
For sure. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know where you get more bang for your buck real estate wise? Bumfuck, you know, Illinois.
I heard Illinois' housing prices are spectacular. And a particular town in Illinois is great. I don't know why it's so, I don't know why the houses are so cheap there. I don't get what's something wrong with it.
I don't know. Maybe because the boogeyman lives there.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Where?
In, oh fuck, I should have had this pulled up.
Haddonfield.
In Haydensfield, Illinois.
Haddonfield. Okay.
Okay, that place.
Haddonfield.
You know, we killed it. That was
Haddonfield, Illinois, which is where
Haddonfield, Illinois, the fictional city. It's not a city. It's a town.
I think Haddonfield is, there's a Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Yes, there's not a Haddonfield, Illinois. Mm-mm. I looked this morning.
Yes. Yes. Y'all, as we've continued on our theme of remakes in the month of May, we watched the 2007 remake / reboot. You know, can I just get on my soapbox real quick? I am so sick and tired of directors being like, well, it's not really a remake. It's more of a reimagining. It's more of a reboot. It's kind of like a prequel.
It's kind of like what you say when you're like, this leaves me a cushion to disappoint fans.
It sounds like you don't have the cojones to make a good movie. So you're trying to preface it by saying like, listen, hey, just so you know, like it's not a remake. Also because remakes have like a bad rep. But it's like, own it. It's a remake. Own it. Okay. I feel like Lisa Rinna. I'm like, own it. If there are any Bravo fans listening, I just did the arm thing she does like during a reunion. Own it. But yeah, fuck. We watched 2007's reimagining reboot, Halloween by Rob Zombie, starring Malcolm McDowell, Sherry Moon Zombie, Tyler Maine, Scout, Taylor Compton, and Danielle Harris. Oh, Brad Dourif, too. I feel like you can't skip over Brad Dourif's name.
And Danny Trejo.
and Danny Trejo, and also not a big the little part, kid, but... the little kid who goes on, the little kid, the little like guy with the little freckles. He goes on to play. He's in the Righteous Gemstones now. Skylar Gazondo.
Oh damn!
I was like, oh shit! I was like, I know that kid. He's in Booksmart too. Remember, like the kid who was like rich with the his with his girlfriend. Have you seen Booksmart?
I have, but I could not pull anything. Wow.
Okay. Well, fuck me then. So, yeah, I'm just trying to make connections here, like friends, but I guess.
Oh my god. You know, one of my favorite things, Spooky Squad, about a movie is because Sanique is obviously more the horror connoisseur than I. I'm new into it. I'm new into craft home brewing, and Sanique owns her own fucking brewery. That is the analogy I made. For no reason.
Oh, I was like, do I?
It's like, I would like to see the profits from this, please. I think like, I've seen maybe one. I could move to has, Manhattan. Has,
I was like, is Devin tell you something that I do not know? Like, do we own that?
But it's like, I'll always try to be diplomatic and be like, oh, well, this movie, I had some thoughts. And then Sanique will be like, I hated it. I'm like, okay, cool. This will be fine. So Spooky Squad, you're in for it.
Well, you know what's great about saying I hate a movie is that like I have no stocks in them. Who cares? Rob Zombie has a career. I can just shit on it, but it's like who gives a fuck what I have to say?
Oh yeah, literally the first thing I wrote, I was like the opening scene, I was like, this is a Rob Zombie movie, and I say this having never seen another Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah, I've seen. Well, for one, you're right. Like, literally, it is a Rob Zombie movie, but also, like, it is a Rob Zombie movie, if you catch my drift. I've seen, like, I was saying Glorious Bastards, but, like, no, that's not his movie. It just feels like it's the name of a movie he should have made. House of 1,000 Corpses. The Devil's Rejects, yeah. I've seen. Which I actually liked, but also, they're pretty brutal. I think this movie is very much like Rob Zombie in that it's like, I think he like likes to go for like, he's very much inspired by kind of like the grindhouse cinema of the 70s, mm-hmm. but likes to like take it really far. And I don't really love that kind of vibe really. Like I think because for me, horror is, I mean, it contains multitudes, but I've never really liked the kind of like the rocker, like, oh, we're gonna just go crazy and it's just gonna be like brutal. Like, I don't like that. I like when horror is like scary, not because of the brutality, but scary because of either like the realism or just like the creepiness. I'm not really into like, and you're gonna see these bras with no shirts on getting stabbed. I'm like, I don't like that. I mean, because it's almost too real. So I'm like, I don't like that that much. Like, I don't wanna watch that for 2 hours. But yeah. That's just me. Also, like, Michael Myers don't need no damn backstory. I'm sorry.
That's
I was so bored.
That is, and I mean, this will 100% tie into what I will say when we talk about what would we do different if we were in it. It's just like the backstory, because that's, we talked about that in the first one, right? It's like Mike Myers is taking shots, literal bullets, and still just getting up. And it's just like, because we're like, who is this? Is this a demon? But then we see just a child getting abused and we're like, I mean, I'm not saying that abusing a child doesn't make a psychopath, but it abusing a child does not a demon make, you know?
No, I was like, but it can do it definitely seriously scar and injure a person.
Make
the victim a victimizer in the future.
I'm just saying that this child would not grow up to an adult with superhuman strength, having, I assume, not worked out a day in its life.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just like,
the mythos of Mike Myers.
They humanized Michael Myers, and the point of Michael Myers is that he's not human. Like, he is, but he isn't. It's that kind of blurred line. It's not like, I feel like it's similar to like a Jason of like, you know, human, like, yeah, we know like what happened to him. He was like a poor like kid who was like deformed, and then like we know what happened, but like you don't spend half of like a Friday the 13th reboot, unless that's been done. I haven't watched any of the reboots or remakes, and show him like at school and before he went to camp. Like, I don't need to see that. Like, I just know like shitty thing happened to him, and now he's this. Or better yet, Michael Myers' situation in the original, we don't want to see anything happen to him. He just one day snaps just, and just kills his
exactly
sister. And that's, and, like, what that's just
kinda,
what happens.
That's what I kind of liked. It was just like this movie, it just added so much that could have been an email. The first,
like, I just don't like watching a horror movie and being like, you know what, he just needs a hug. Like, no, I want him to just be like, I like that Mike Myers is just fucked up for whatever reason. I don't care, but that's what makes him scary, because it's like for seemingly no reason he just does these things. And that's horrible. It's terrifying.
Spooky Squad, we kind of just did it. That was the whole show. That was the movie.
That was a fucking movie, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, well, do you want to get into this?
Yeah. Shit. Spooky Squad, she does not look stoked.
Just like...
I just, you know, it opens up, right? And it's just like, and literally the vibe, it's just like everyone's arguing. It's like they're just, because in the original, right, it's just like the parents, they seemed like well-to-do or like fine, like, right? They were out, like... they came back, and like they were, it's not like they were just fucking dressed to the nines, but they looked like they went out to dinner. They maybe went to a show. They looked nice. Whereas this, and it's not that they couldn't have changed the origins of his parents, and you know, it's just like, it seemed like, again, like you were saying, the Rob Zombie factor of like, clearly the stepdad is like abusive and everyone's abusive and no one's nice. Literally the only saint in this is the baby, and then like Michael, because he's treated so poorly.
Yeah, this is a family of people where nobody is nice. And everyone is mean, and it's a CPS, you know, case waiting to happen.
Like, the stepdad is just, like, openly commenting on, like, the step... Well, like, they're not married, but, like, stepdaughter's body. Like, yeah. And you're just like, what the literal shit?
It's
and
like, ew.
And I was actually... Okay, good thing I checked what I was going to say. I was like, I was into it. Not that. I was into seeing, like, Michael talk. Because even as a kid, we didn't see him talking the original one. So I was like, oh, this will be, like, interesting. And then I was like, you flubbed it. Like, I don't know. Again, we didn't need a backstory. But seeing him talk and all this shit, or just, like, getting dialogue from him, I thought it was going to be more interesting.
Yeah, it's not. And it's just not. Just, like, he's just some kid. Like, honestly, it's nothing very interesting or compelling about him. Obviously, it's still like it's sad. Obviously, it's like, yeah. Oh shit.
I mean, they set up that
home life is awful. Obviously. Exactly,
it's bonkers. We get him like hugging a rat, and then we get him washing a knife and his hands from blood, and he's like, "Oh, the rat died, so I flushed it." And the mom is also like, "Oh, rats die. That's okay." And yeah, of course you would flush a rat. It wasn't a It wasn't like mice. It wasn't a mouse. It was a full ass rat.
It was a
rat.
Whole fucking rat. You know, that's like one of my worst fears. I know someone. Well, I don't know them personally. Like, someone said, like, I heard that this person said that, like, they once found a rat in their toilet. And they live in New York City. And every time I open a toilet bowl, I think, what if there's a
it's
rat?
It's going to be the day. Today's the day. Rat day.
So the idea, that's like the imagery of like flushing a toilet down flushing a rat down the toilet is just like so upsetting to me. Because for these days, I'm going to come upon one.
I feel like the beginning is just, I mean, in this universe of Mike Myers, that he sets it up. He's in an abusive family. Like, everyone treats him like shit. The only one that treats him nicely is his mom. And even she, like, she's snippy with him, but isn't outright, like, fucking smacking him around and shit. She's not cruel.
She's not cruel.
And we just get it set up that, like, his mom's a stripper.
Yes, which he gets teased for a lot at school. Because, like, I think a school bully actually brings the poster from, like, the ad for, you know, whatever strip show she does. And they're like, yeah, we're going to, like, you know, paste it around the school so, like, everyone knows. So they're just being very cruel. And as a result, he kills this the school bully who is played by Daryl Sabara from Spy Kids, who is currently married to Meghan Trainor and apparently has a huge penis. This is what she keeps telling us. I don't know why.
This is all stuff we all needed to know. Also,
I needed to know that.
I need, like, before he kills that bully, like, he gets sent to, like, the principal's office, and that's where we meet Dr. Loomis, because he's like, I'm a child psychologist, and I like to study him. And it's like, well, and the mom's like, what makes you think he's not okay? It's like, well, we found this in his backpack. And they pull out that he had put in his drawer, as evidence, a dead cat in a Ziploc bag. And his mom's just like, big deal, he found a dead cat. And for some reason, I lost it at that. I was just like, no, that's not normal in any stretch.
Disturbed by that? No. Yeah. Even if he didn't kill the cat, I don't like that he just, like, collected it. Like,
yeah. And then he just had a...
Collecting dead animals is as creepy as, like, making them dead, you know?
And he just had a ton of, like, I assume Polaroids, because what, like, 10-year-old is taking these dead animal pics to get developed at his local supermarket, you know? So he has all these pictures of, like, dead animals. Anyway, that leads into my, like, fucking killing this bully. I don't know, right? So, and then it just kind of starts. This is...
Does he, like, beat him to death or something?
He beats him to death in the woods.
In the woods.
And it's just bonkers, because this whole scene to set up that he gets sent to a psych ward is really summed up in the original in 5 minutes. I feel this whole opening thing is like 30 minutes.
It was almost 40 minutes.
Jesus.
Because I paused the movie to be like, once we got to like, because it would be also to watch them, him go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's grow up. So like until the killings in Haddonfield on Halloween night starts, it's 40 fucking minutes. Half of the movie is dedicated to
a backstory.
Or almost half of the movie is dedicated to this backstory. And I'm like,
that goes nowhere.
I thought we were stop at kid and that's it. It's like, no, we just see him just continue to be crazy. Like, you know.
I mean, we don't have to stick in that too long, right? Like, he fucking needs to go. His mom goes to work. The stepdad passed out. And Judith, his sister's supposed to take him trick-or-treating, but she's fucking upstairs. So then he's like, well, this is my time to kill my mom's boyfriend and my sister's boyfriend and then my sister. And then we get like the blurb. It was like a year later, he's in the psych ward.
Can I also pause? Because like it feels almost like, see, like they're horrible to him. So he like spares the baby and his mom, obviously. But I'm like, well, his sister was also like the victim of like abuse too.
Yeah.
Like, she's also in this fucked up house with this man. Like, damn. Yeah, I mean, Michael also is a child. But like, I don't like the implication of like, see, he had to like kill all his tormentors. It's like, I don't know. Like, yeah, his sister wasn't nice to him, but also like, damn, she was like out here too. Like, she's just a minor in this fucked up house too. I say they should have joined forces, is what I'm saying.
No, truly. Yeah, the Myers.
He should have just been a family band. Anyway.
But it seemed, because, you know, like now he's just in like daily like psych evals with Malcolm McDowell. Dr. Loomis.
Which, Spooky Squad, if you are not familiar, Malcolm McDowell was in A Clockwork Orange. Mm. He plays Alex, so. You know, nice little horror.
A nice little tie-in. It was interesting seeing him with, like, that long hair, and I was like, because for some reason, like, I was like, who are you, Malcolm?
It took me a moment. For some reason, I was like, is that Michael Caine? I'm like, it's not Michael Caine. Like, it's obviously not Michael Caine. I just saw an old British man. I'm like, Michael Caine? It's like, no. There are others.
You like how when he started, it's like, and what happened that night? And it's like, I don't know. It's like, well, you were cut. It's like, you don't remember anything about the killings? I didn't do that. It's like, what about the blood on you? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, are you trying to set something up? Like, is there a point? You're just being like, he's compartmentalizing, or he's just completely pushed it deep down? And then, I don't know. So it's just him. We see him slowly getting really into making masks. And then Danny Trejo is like a nice worker there that tries to treat him okay. Like, as well as he can. And it's just Mike just slowly withdrawing and, like, not really talking and always needing a mask. And then he fucking kills a nurse.
Yeah, just like kills a nurse and like the mom, like while the mom is visiting. And yeah. then she like later on kills herself because she just like, you know, is in such despair.
Also a random, she's watching like home videos of her and Michael. And I kind of like the trope of, you know, families having the home video projector, because this is supposed to be like the 70s-ish, right? Or something. Mm-hmm. Or like eight. So it's like, it's real, like reels, you know, like this is a whole fucking setup. And I assume it's not expensive. And no matter what, like, it doesn't matter what income level, like, the family is, they have this home movie equipment, which I feel that would not happen.
No, I feel, and it, I don't think we, I mean, I look at our demographics for the podcast. I don't think we have anybody who's old enough, who really listens regularly, who, like, maybe grew up with family videos like this or home videos like this. But, yeah, you're so right. It's like, no matter what the income level, like, you have this, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure that that was like kind of expensive. Like that was not every family's like reality. It's like, oh yeah. And the Myers don't seem like they're like really, you know, rolling the dough.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe she borrowed somebody's, but she watches all of those and then she shoots herself. And I'm like, okay, so now the killings happen in Haddonfield. No, we jump another 15 years and Michael is still in the hospital. I'm like, I am so tired of Michael Myers. I never thought I'd say that in my life, but I am. And he's like still just like making a lot of masks, didn't talk to anybody. Yeah. And Dr. Loomis is like ready to close the case because he's like, he's kind of like, there's not really much else. Like he's kind of lost cause. Like there's not really much else to study. He's just, you know. She's just gonna have to be there, but he ends up we have this big scene where he has his big escape from the hospital, and he kills like a bunch of guards, hospital staff, all to get out, as well as a truck driver to get,
which was the dad from Kenan and Kel.
For real?
Hell yeah! Oh, I noticed. Oh, I noticed his voice immediately. I like. I think
what
it's also
what
like.
What does the dad from Kenan and Kel look like? I'm trying to think. Like, I don't really remember.
He always kind of has like bug eyes because he was always like pretending to be angry. I only remember him from Kenan and Kel. I know
he
was in other things.
A thyroid issue. Oh, Ken Forey, who was also in Dawn of the Dead. That's okay. He played the one black character, which who we. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, it never connected that was the same person. I saw him in the movie and was like, oh, that guy looks familiar, and I didn't recognize that. But now I'm, like, looking at his like filmography, and it's like, oh, shit, they're the same guy.
This is another thing where it's like, right, everything – the only thing that I think this version did was make Dr. Loomis seem more, like, truly invested in Michael, which he still seemed invested in the original.
Yeah. Dr. Loomis is a huge part of the original series. So I'm like, I didn't need like to see his like daily like work life. Like, you know, like, I get it. Like he's very involved with this character. With this.
But
I'm assuming he has some sort of state funding to keep like studying this one patient, even though there's like all these other patients.
Right.
Like,
it's like everything. I don't know. I think that I'm very easily, like, if I'm not really... Sonique and I were talking about how when we were watching this movie, we were, like, on our phones and doing other things because it just couldn't hold our attention, like, well enough. Mm-mm. But because also, I think... I don't know if it's because I was just acclimated to, like, the original, but it's, like, you know, everything just, like, it hit what it needed to. Whereas, like, Mike got out, he murdered someone and took their car and drove back. You know, which was like funny because we're like, how the fuck do you know how to drive? And that was like a fun little bit. But it's less ridiculous than he kills this fucking truck driver and gets his truck and drives a semi truck to like back home.
Because even it's supposed to like explain like why Michael Myers wears that like.
Yeah.
That onesie. It's not onesie. It's like the work suit, the jumpsuit, which in the I don't know if you've seen in Halloween. This movie's been the sequel to the original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis, the one that came out recently. They do the same thing with like the jumpsuit truck driver thing, but it's less like he doesn't take a truck though. It's just like, oh, he needed to like get out of his hospital clothes. And I can't remember, is that in the original?
I
how he gets like the jumpsuit?
Wasn't the jumpsuit what he wore in the hospital? I don't remember.
Maybe. See, this is the problem, too. It's like this movie has been touched so many times that, like, I start to mix all of them. Like, wait. Because they've all done, like, a version of, like, the first one. And then also, like, these weird sequels, like, the one with Jamie Lee Curtis, which pretends, like, any of the other sequels didn't happen. This is, like, a direct sequel. So it's just, like, too many timelines. I can't.
That's my multitude of madness. The extended Halloween universe, yeah.
Yeah.
The first multiverse, yeah.
The most multiverse. But, yeah, so he gets a truck and he heads back to Haddonfield. He's, you know, Michael Myers is coming. Michael Myers is going home, you know, to the sunk to the tune of George Washington's coming home. any Hamilton fans? Okay. So it is Halloween and we finally we're at Haddonfield. He goes to the house. He has to get his favorite little knife. Because he can't use any other knives. He's like, I didn't get my favorite little mask. The mask was what the girlfriend's boyfriend had on when he murdered him. So, like, he's like, oh, it's still here and it still fits. And he puts it on. He's like, perfect. So, he's like, I'm ready. But we finally meet Laurie Strode. God damn it. Played by Scout Taylor Compton. Who is interesting because I don't really know. Is she still working? Also, it looks like she works a lot still. Sorry, I just took a pause to see that because I'm like, I feel like she was in a lot of things for a while, then she went away. But she's still working, so good for her. So we meet Laurie Strode in Haddonfield and her friends. One of them, who Annie Brackett, is played by Danielle Harris. Big deal because Danielle Harris was in Halloween 4 and 5. She played the little girl that Michael Myers was stalking in those ones. So it's like, oh, cool, like that's her. That's like fun that they brought her back. But they're excited. It's Halloween. You know, they've got boyfriends. They're planning, like, I'm gonna be alone with my boyfriends. We babysit. So I'm gonna invite my boyfriend over and it's gonna be fun. Throughout, as you know, as is in the original, she's being stalked by Michael Myers and she's like, you know, seeing it. She's very creeped out. She's noticing somebody is following her. But you know, that's just what happens in this movie. Like, it's just what it is.
Yeah,
why didn't she do anything about it? Same reason why Jamie Curtis didn't do anything about it. It was just Halloween, you know? Creepy.
It's Halloween. The most they get right is when the three of them are walking, like the three friends, and they're just like, that guy's been like staring at us. It's like, he's probably just a pervert. You want some of this? And then my dad's the sheriff. And then he just kind of skulks away. And it's like, see, that always gets them.
Yeah. Sad but true reality. That was like, oh, it's just some creep. Maybe I can scare him away. And then you do. So there we have it. Keep on going your life. So one of the girls meets up, is with her boyfriend. And they're like, they go to like the abandoned house, the abandoned Myers house. And they have sex there, right?
Why would you, don't go fucking like, an abandoned building.
Why are
period.
You fucking in the murder
period.
House?
Yeah. Not only is it haunted, clearly, but it's not kept up. You don't know what. There's black mold in there. Do you want that inside of you?
They never actually cleaned up that crime scene. Like, yeah. Hardly. Like, why are you doing that? But of course, Michael Myers comes and he kills them. Because
I like that we get.
That's his shtick.
Because isn't this like this is one in the original. It's like a later kill. But like, he fucking pins him to the wall with this. Really, it's more of a testament to how strong this knife is and how strong this person's body is that it just didn't rip off the wall. And then doing, like, the ghost thing with glasses.
Yeah, I think that, like, they need to definitely. This should have been a commercial for that type of knife. It's like a Japanese knife or something. Like, wow, it really does go right through the bone. yeah, so I appreciate they did that. This is where I'll give this Halloween its accolades, is that at the very least, at least it attempts to take something, a property that is so well known, and like it did add its own stuff, which I'm like, if you're going to remake it, might as well add something to it. And then, but then still plucked out the important things, like obviously the same characters, but also just like, that's an iconic kill. It's like, why not do it again? Like, yeah. Like,
oh, of course.
People remember it. The ghosts with the sheet and glasses thing. And then he kills the girlfriend. So it's like, yeah, it makes sense. It's fair. So then we're back at the Strode house. Lori is babysitting that little Righteous Gemstones kid. And while that's happening, he kills Lori's parents, which is a change from the OG, because Lori's parents were definitely, and the mom is Dee Wallace. So another like a scream queen. She was in The Howling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. I love that we're bringing back our OG scream queens though. So I'll give them that too. So he kills her parents. And at this point, Dr. Loomis is like, Michael's escaped. That's how he sounds.
Michael's He's escaped. And everyone's doing that's like, well, where would he go? You know damn well where he's going. It's like, or maybe just fucking tell him.
Where is he going? Like, I'm like not familiar with this case. Like, I'm just
do you also just like we get the scene where he's like at a gun shop just being like, I need guns. And it's like, sure. Well, if you want to kill the fucker, you need this, blah blah blah. And he's just like, yeah, give it to me. Yeah, that's good. And I was like, thank God for lax gun laws.
I mean, he is in Indiana, so. I mean, Illinois, but if it was in Indiana, it'd be Southern even Illinois, more lax. Too,
right? It yeah. seemed like it was like central. It was not Chicago.
We're definitely not outside of Chicago. Yeah. Like, that's not. Michael Myers wouldn't even try that shit in Chicago. It was better. Like, they would take him down immediately. It would be like in the end of Candyman where they all. Pretty green. So Loomis is now armed and dangerous, and he's like, you gotta get him, because like Michael Myers is like, oh, he did his like little presentation earlier. He was like, there's nothing behind his eyes, it's just darkness. He's just like a boogeyman. He's nothing. We have to kill him.
He sees so, nothing.
He's not like a trauma-informed therapist. He's just like, he's a monster. I was just like, where'd you get your license from, buddy? Like,
I read Frankenstein.
No, for real though, it's like, what kind of gothic horror? He's like, get the pitchfork, everyone. So
he ceased to be man, he can only be slain.
Right. I wish like halfway the movie just pivoted to that. Everyone's just in like gothic, like Victorian attire. It's like, okay, still interesting take. So now they're heading back to Haddonfield because like we gotta get him. And the big reveal is on the way. It's like, oh, Lori is the baby sister, right?
Do you also like, too, the cop is just like, back. I go to the 911 call, and there's just this baby on the scene, so I didn't include her in the report, and I drove her to the next town over and gave her to the adoption agency, and I was like, what?
I want that movie. Like, what?
Yeah.
Those few days you have this baby, I just wonder, like, what was going on? In the original, so there's no connection to Michael Myers, right?
I don't think so.
No, I think the subsequent connections is what happened. So when he starts stalking Danielle Harris's character, I think she is Laurie Strode's daughter or something. She's related to Laurie. I'm foggy because I haven't seen those movies in a very long time. But like, yeah, in the original, and again, it's like, well, I'm always just more frightened by random acts of violence and like there's a connection. Like I like right. when it's just like he just stalked this, you know, he saw her and decided that was his mark. Like no reason. It could have been anybody, Lori. Like Lori just happened to be there. She had the tightest jeans and then he was like, I gotta kill her. Like, I don't know. It was the '70s, everyone had tight jeans. So you know, that's why I figure like that was a thing. So like the twist having to be like, you know, there was no baby in the original. Michael Myers just had a sister and it's like, ah, it's Lori. So he's going to, I don't know, kill her or just get her?
Like, we don't know. Even fucking Dr. Loomis doesn't know. He's just like, it's just not going to be good. That's all he knows.
No, he knows it's not going to be good. Fucking 20
years
there.
Of studying this guy and he's just like, I don't know.
All he got was, he's a monster. Like, that's what happens when your research ends there. You know, it's just like, there's more to, okay. he should have lost his job once he like turned over like his like final like thesis or whatever. And they're like, we gave you all this funding and years to do this shit. And this is all you wrote in big letters. He's a monster.
I wrote it over 3 pages.
So, Yeah, so Lori is babysitting another girl, the other girl, because her friend was babysitting. She's like, hey, girl, I got to go fuck. Watch this kid for me because, you know,
I have to do it on Halloween. I can't wait till I'm not babysitting.
Halloween is when the veil between the living and dead is at its thinnest, and that's when the condom is the strongest. She like...
It's a real parallel of life and death.
It really is. So she's like, I gotta go. So she leaves. Now, everyone's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, I have to have sex with my boyfriend. Where should I put this kid? I know Lori. She's a virgin. She's boring. Here, watch me, baby. It just leaves her. So, but she, like, she's with Tommy and like in the original and the kid. And now when she's with her boyfriend, that's when Michael Myers attacks her and then kills Paul as well, the boyfriend. So they're donezo. Everyone around Lori is done, and yet Lori is just unaware. So later that night, that's when she's like, okay, I got to bring this kid back. You know, yeah. Halloween's almost over. The condom is getting weaker and weaker as we approach midnight. I have to bring this kid back. I'm sure they're almost done. So she comes back to the house, and that's when Lori finds her friends. Like, she's not dead. We thought she was dead. She's not. She's very injured, though. And it's like, you know, like basically crawling across the floor. So she's like freaking out. She wants to call for help. But that's when Michael shows up and like chases her.
Yeah. I also like, I mean, you know, like you're terrified. She's on the brink of death, but she just keeps screaming Lori. And I was just waiting for her to say, behind you.
Yeah, I kind of wish she had. I mean, I feel that would have been, I don't know. I know it's kind of like a very overused device, but I don't know. In her dying breath, she's like, watch out.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes sense that she wouldn't say that. She's just trying to get her attention.
Right.
Also, I do like that they included his little spooky death traps of like stringing up Paul and putting a pumpkin on his head.
Oh, so, yeah.
I was like, oh, we love spooky. We love ghouls and murderers and things that are like, I need to make a spooky decoration. And, well, you know, he had the time to do it.
Yeah. If you're in a mental hospital for your entire life, you do a lot of crafts in there. You can't use any scissors. But you do get used to just making little crafts and things. So I'm happy for Michael that he got out. He's like, oh, I know. I can use some of the little – I learned some knots in the hospital. I can start using these to, like, you know, make a nice Halloween display, you know? You know how on what's that lady's name? The Food Network lady who makes, like, cakes out of, like, box cake. But she'd also be like, let's make a tablescape. And it was like – I have
no idea.
There's a woman on the, someone knows, like Sandra Lee, and she makes like, she'll make these little shitty desserts. She made like a Kwanzaa cake very famously. She's white, of course. And then on top of that, she'll make like, in case you are wondering if that wasn't white enough, she would also make tablescapes for the holidays. And I feel like Michael Myers would make a tablescape and it'd be like a head. It'd be like gory, but it's like, ah, my Halloween tablescape. So anyway, that would be a fun series. If I was like artistic enough, I would make like tablescapes if made by horror, like boogeymen. Like what would you know, Freddy Krueger's tablescape look like?
Still Kwanzaa, shockingly.
Still Kwanzaa cake centerpiece. It's really interesting. Unexpected. Anyway. Enough of that. So then Michael starts to – he's chasing Lori. And he actually kidnaps her. Now, this is a twist because that doesn't happen. In the original, he's just like – it's just chasing through the house. We know the very famous like closet scene with like the hanger, like everything. That doesn't happen. Instead, he kidnaps her and takes her back to the old house. And we do see this headstone, which is in the original, which we've always thought was weird because it's just like – how did he get that headstone to this house to put on the bed to then put like the I don't know. But anyway, he takes her there and he like is trying to show like her a picture of her with the mom to be like my sister. And
she's just like, I.
He's like, baby.
you
baby. Like, I'm like, I bet you fucking wish you talked now, huh, Michael? Because you could just be like, hey, girl, you my sister. So Lori's like, what the fuck? She stabs him because she's like, I don't know what you're trying to show.
As one does.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't got time for this shit. So that he gives chase once again. But just then, that's when Dr. Loomis arrives. And he's like, you monster! And he shoots him. He's like, ah, yes, he's dead. But of course he's not, because then he gets her again. Because, you know, you gotta do that double tap.
The old double tap.
Gets Lori again, and they go back to the house. And Loomis tries to get involved and tries to, like, stop him. But then, like, Michael fucking gouges his eyes out.
Yeah. After, again, getting yeeted three times with that fucking silver bullet cannon that he bought.
Yeah, it's insane. And which is why, like, less scary. See, like, it totally, like, undermines the whole Michael Myers mythos. Because now we know he's a boy. He's a man. And now it's like, how is he not dying?
Yeah.
Like, how is he not dead?
Yeah, but he just fucking gouges that man's eyes out.
They should have, at least, if they're going to go realistic and, like, oh, he's just a guy, he should have, like, originally in the early part killed a cop and got, like, a bulletproof vest or something. Or, like, right. At least something like, oh, see, like, that's why he's seemingly impenetrable.
He's not a monster. He's just smart.
He's just smarter than everyone. They often vilify geniuses. So Lori gets the gun and she runs upstairs. But Michael, like, you know, she gets, like, cornered on the balcony, and we get the scene where he, like, you know, he basically goes. They both get knocked off of the balcony.
Yeah.
Before it was like he went over, and then we find that he's gone. But they both go over, and she wakes up and she's, like, on top of him and he's knocked out. And she, go ahead.
Oh no! Just, I thought this was a nice fake out, because she obviously picks up the revolver and is, like, point blank in his head, and, like, shoots but no bullet. Shoots, no bullet. Fucking, he wakes up, grabs her hand, and she gets one off in his face. And then she starts freaking out, as you would do when you presumably murder somebody, but we know that's not what's gonna happen. And then we get a picture, or, like, a video or something, but it's of little Mike holding baby Angel, and you're just, and then it's, like, directed by Rob Zombie. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the production notes here, and it says, Zombie's intention was to reinvent Michael Myers because he felt the character, along with Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Pinhead, had become more familiar to audiences and, as a result, less scary. Yes, that just means that you shouldn't make another Halloween movie. Maybe that's what that
means. He's become too familiar. So let me give him a backstory so you become really familiar with him, and then just do the same guy that you already know.
The idea behind the new film was to delve deeper into Michael's backstory and add new life to the character. Michael's mask would be given its own story to provide an explanation as to why he wears it.
He didn't need it, but also,
he's just like,
I just feel the these weren't done yet. Well. Or it's like, it was just like, it's like they had the premise and they're just like, he wore the boyfriend's mask, so he just hid behind masks. And you're like, okay. Very surface level. We love it. Okay.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, Zombie explained that he wanted Michael to be true to what a psychopath really is, indestructible, and wanted the mask to be a way for Michael to hide. He also wanted the young Michael to have charisma, which would be projected onto the adult Michael. Did he?
Huh.
That kid was a dodo kid. I didn't get no fucking charisma out of him. That's why he got bullied. I think he deserved it. I'm just kidding. But, like, I didn't get that. Like, or charisma out of Michael Myers. I think the problem is that he's trying to project too much humanity on a character that, like, again, the core of the scary of Michael Myers is that he is, like, seemingly inhuman. That's what makes him scary. It's not that, like, I don't know. I think he just missed the mark. I just didn't like it. Oh, God.
And you're allowed to not, which makes, I feel, an easier question. If we were to remake it, what would you do different? I think I would have scrapped the backstory. Yeah, I wouldn't have remade it.
I feel like if you just the thing with remake, and we're probably going to revisit these a lot of these movies, but we're not going to them this month because there's too many of them, and there's a lot of other cool stuff we want to watch. But this was also the era we saw like these reboots and remakes of classics, right? Of Halloween, of Friday the 13th got one, Nightmare on Elm Street got them, and it's like. The thing is, I don't mind a remake. I'm actually not team, like, you can't remake anything. Like, no, sometimes one of my favorite movies is actually Cape Fear, which is a remake of a really great movie starring, Gregory Peck, right? And they remade it with Robert De Niro and Nick Nolte, and it's great. I love it. I think they're both really great movies. So I see no problem with doing a remake, and if it's done well, I'm on board. My issue is though is that they've remade a lot of, in this era, a lot of movies that also had gotten so many fucking sequels and that was so well tread. It was like, we don't need a remake, not just because we're tired of remakes, but also because like, no, we literally don't need a remake. Like,
yeah.
I think this story has been exhausted at this point.
Especially when it's like, he prefaced it as audiences are too familiar. And I'm like, okay.
So made an in-depth backstory. Like, no. I feel like it's almost like, you know, if someone... It's like if someone made, like, another Romeo and Juliet movie. It's just like, okay, like, we... Star-crossed lovers is... We get it. Like, we...
Right.
And I'm not just saying we've gotten West Side Story. We've gotten different iterations. It's a common thing. Unless you do something really amazing, it's like, I don't really need to see. So we've seen the Titanic. We've seen so many iterations of the same similar or this similar story. It's like, I think we're covered on Romeo and Juliet. Like, we think we got it all. I think we, right. We got all the angles. We did race. We've done class. We've done on a boat sometimes. Sometimes you're in New York City. It's just like we've seen it done. Like, I don't want to see another one. So yeah, it's just this like. Ugh, I need it.
No, that's a good take. We, and this is the official stance of We Die First. We would not have remade Halloween.
Sonique. You can't see my arms are crossed, and I'm very serious right now.
Very serious.
I should be wearing a suit. That's how serious I am. That's how I feel. Yeah, we didn't know, you know, we don't need no fucking remakes. I don't know who that was. We don't need no stinking remakes. We don't need no stinking remakes. Yeah, so if we had to remake it, we just wouldn't. Simple.
Beautiful.
Simple as.
It's the best script we've written so far. I think
especially after, like, I'm comparing this, like, Evil Dead, which I really enjoyed last week. I'm like, see, that was a remake that I was like, okay. Like, we did some cool, interesting, fun things. Like, I like we did that. This one, not so much. Unnecessary. So I'm curious what's going to happen next week when we cover Hellraiser, another film that's had many of sequel. You've seen it before.
I have.
Thoughts? You don't have to dig into it because we're going to do that next week. But like,
You know, right now, again, having watched it once, because I think for me, I don't remember if it was like touted as a reimagining. I thought it was just like a remake. And then when I'm in that mindset, I just kind of, you know, and I'm totally fine with remakes that just kind of do it beat for beat. But, like, it's just with, like, updated technology or, like, little things are different. For me, it wasn't close enough. And then, like, the differences were, like, vast enough. But, like, in ways where I was just like, it was fine.
Okay.
I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out. It's been on my list for a minute, so I'm happy to finally... dig into it and talk about this one. Oh my god, yeah. So we'll be back next week with Hellraiser. Before we go though, Andrew, do you have any last words?
Don't have sex in an abandoned anything. An abandoned car. An abandoned hotel. Just don't. You will. If Michael Myers doesn't kill you, a staph infection will.
Snaps on that staph infection that becomes sepsis. Like, Don't play with that. All right. Thank you so much for listening and stay spooky, y'all.
Stay spooky.